This call is being recorded.
Hello, Ms. Lasky.
Yes, you won't go so fast.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, I was letting it ring, and then I heard the voicemail, your mailbox go off. So then I just thought you didn't answer. So then I hung up, and then I was just about to text you, but I'm glad I got you on the phone. And again, it's Adrian calling from a recorded line in regards to the Depot Provera lawsuit. And thankfully, we did go ahead and fix it. So I have everything here in front of me. I'm just going to go ahead and confirm it and double check it with you before I send it over to you. So I have Shelly Monique Lavender, that's S-H-E-L-L-I-E, Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-I, and Lavender is L-A-V-E-N-D-E-R. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then street address is 3722 South Indiana Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, 60653. Telephone number is 773-537-8693.
Correct.
And the email address is Shelly Lavender, first and last name, 0@gmail.com.
Correct.
Date of birth is 9/20/88, and the social security numbers are 322-828-8350. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Thank you for confirming all of that, Ms. Lavender. And let's see, telephone number is 773-537-8693. And then everything looks perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and send this to you now, again, via text message and email. So let me know when you have that opened up, and then I'll go ahead and help you through it step by step. Should only take about a minute or two, and then once you go ahead and do that and sign, I'm going to go ahead and give you their direct line. So whenever you have any questions or concerns or want an update on your case, you could always feel free and call their direct line, which is the attorneys, and they could go ahead and give you, you know, an update on where your case is.
Okay.
And then, so let me know when you have that text message opened up, and then go ahead and click that link that's in the text message.
Okay. Give me one second.
No worries.
Give me one second, okay?
No worries. Take your time.
Okay. I'm talking to my client. I'm at work. I'm sorry.
No worries. I'll try to make this really quick. This should only take about a minute.
Okay. So, I got this. I got the email, and I also have the text message. So you want me to open the text message or the email?
Yeah, go ahead and text. Open up the text message. I think it's a little quicker. So then just click the link that's in the text message, and it'll direct you to a new DocuSign webpage. So once that DocuSign webpage opens up, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen, or you may also have to click a yes button to allow consent, or a check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. And then at the top right of the page, you will see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. That small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger, and then hit adopt and sign. Just make sure your signature is inside the margins. And then now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields.
Okay, give me a second. It's still loading. All it says is DocuSign. Let me go get my own. Hold on.
No worries. No, I won't.
Okay. Now you said click continue. It said this envelope was also sent by email. Click continue to review. Continue. Okay. Please review my act on these documents. Okay, you said click what when I see this part, Adrian?
So you may also have to click a yellow button or a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree. So just click
the yellow button.
Yeah, so click that yellow continue button, and then at the top right of the page, you'll also see a yellow start button. So go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. And then that small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. So that way, you don't have to draw your signature for every box. And just make sure your signature is inside those box, inside the margins, and then... Once you go ahead and hit adopt and sign, now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere you need to sign.
Okay, so once I, press start to begin. Okay, select sign here. Okay, draw your signature. They say when I do my initial, it should be SML.
Your initials, you can go ahead and put SM, S.
I already put SL.
Okay, well, I mean, whatever you put for your initials regularly,
SL.
But yeah, and then once you get to the initial field, you'll do the exact same thing, I'll have you input your initials on all the required sections. And then once you do your initial fields at the top right of the screen, the yellow box should say finish. If it still says next, go ahead and click the next button, and then it'll prompt you to wherever you may have skipped.
Finish at the top and at the bottom. Do I press the one at the top or at the bottom?
Click the one at the top. Or either or. I don't think it's different.
It said you're done signing. You may download.
Correct. Yes. So you could download it, you know, as a copy. So you could have it for your copy. But it does say you have completed it here on my end. So thank you for that, Ms. Lavender. Again, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours. So just keep a lookout for their phone number. I'm going to go ahead and give you the firm's phone number. So let me know when you're ready for that direct line.
I'm ready when you are.
So the firm's phone number is 909-906-3862. Yes. Again, that's 909-906-3862. And then again, they should be getting a call from them within the next 48 hours, so just keep a lookout. But if they do not call you within the next 2 days, you can go ahead and give them a call to that number there. And again, Ms. Lavender, thank you so much for your time. I know you have work. And
yes, thank you, Angie.
Of course, Ms. Lavender. Do you have any questions or concerns before I let you go?
Not at this very moment.
No worries, Ms.
No, I don't have any questions at this moment.
Okay.
Because when I speak to the attorneys and everything, like for my payment, how would I receive my payment?
That would be a better question for the attorneys, since they would be the ones giving it to you. You know, my job is solely just to complete the intake form for their behalf, on your behalf.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And
well, you did everything, Adrian. I appreciate you. You're really good at your job, and you have very great customer service. I appreciate you so very much, and it was a pleasure working with you.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that, Miss Lavender. And I do really appreciate, you know, your time. And I'm sorry for playing phone tag, you know, yesterday. But I'm glad we, you know, we completed it. And again, you should be receiving a call from them. And hopefully you receive that, you know, settlement from the government as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you, Adrian.
Of course.
Take care, okay?
You do the same. Thank you, Miss Lavender. And have a blessed rest of your day, okay?
You do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.